background, which is unusual to comics, comic artists, where he came from these corporate backgrounds with boring BS, and he was able to write these funny comics about people in corporate settings, and suddenly he was in the top 1%.
Yeah.
But as you said, he discovered an audience that he loves, or at least a topic that he loves, a skill set that was perfect for him. What did you say? Unique genius. And then something that he could talk about all day long.
Yeah. But, and I'm sure you see this all the time too, and it's just human nature to resist that, though. To say, no, but that might be too specific. I'm going to go broad. And then it ends up, I call it the spaghetti strategy, where it's a little bit of energy, you know, thrown in a bunch of different directions, and you're tired without the results of, like you said, what Dilbert did to really then be the standout, you know, in the top 1%.
I think it's like a fear thing, isn't it? It's a scarcity thing. If I go too narrow,